Okay.
I
don't know you. How you doing?
Okay.
That's good. What's been going on?
Nothing.
Nothing. How was Christmas?
Fine.
I'm sorry I missed your birthday.
That's okay.
No, it's not. It was accidental.
That's all right. Really?
No. What are you? Are you busy?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Patrick left for Japan.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
When?
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Oh. So are y'all, you know, doing better?
A little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
That's good. You miss him?
Why are you taping this?
No, it's oh, what did I tell you it was?
Educational purpose or something? Research?
Right. It's a research.
What you researching?
I'm not researching anything. I'm making this call for free.
Uh-huh.
And I have 15 minutes to make it, and, you know, they're doing an educational research purposes type thing.
Okay.
And I just figured I'd use this opportunity to call my friend.
Thank you. Sam said hey.
Tell her I said hi.
She said hey. I'm over at Sam's house.
Oh, okay. You had the phone number transferred.
Uh-huh.
Oh, great. So how's she doing?
She's fine. She's chilling.
That's good.
And what's up with you, girl?
Oh, nothing much. Just working hard and overworked and underpaid.
I hear ya.
Yeah.
I hear ya.
How the kids?
They bad, but they are.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured out it was time for me to make this phone call.
You know?
Yeah, it's been too long.
You know who stopped by my job like twice and asked about you?
No.
Anthony.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Mm. And he even got me to be a reference for him to get a job.
Oh, really?
I think he got it, too.
Where are you now?
I'm still at Walmart.
Oh, okay.
I left
back.
Walmart, and
right.
I went back.
Yeah, you told me.
And he came by Walmart, and he's like, hey. I was like, why you look so familiar to me? He's like, I don't know. And I'm like, hey, you look real familiar.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, hi, hey, how's Rock? I was like, oh, she thought. I said, hey, that's what I know you from.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking to me or whatever. And then he wanted your number, but I didn't have it on me.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came back again, and I still didn't have it on me.
Right.
But then he saw that there was a sign up for jobs or whatever, and, you know, gave him an application. He filled it out, but I told him where to take it.
Uh-huh.
He went over there. He talked to the manager. She liked him a lot.
Oh, okay.
So she said she wasn't going to be hired until January, but it's January now, so I don't know if he got the job or not.
Mm-hmm. You need my new number.
You moved?
Yeah.
You got your own place?
We do.
Oh, you and your man?
Uh-huh.
Go, girl.
Yeah.
Serious, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Very much so.
Yeah?
Yeah, my honey, but he's into computers. He's we're supposed to be online, but I haven't learned how to work it yet.
Uh-huh.
Are we online, dear? Yeah, okay. And I haven't learned how to work it yet.
Uh-huh.
So as soon as we get online, I have to get your information so I can, you know.
Oh, we don't even have. Patsy took the computer with him.
He did?
Yeah.
Well, that's not great.
No, not at all. He took his computer. You should have did it a long time ago.
Oh, well.
Oh,
so it's
well.
It's time for you to get a computer in the house.
I guess. What's up?
Huh?
What's up?
Oh, nothing much. Just doing a little R&R and got a blizzard going on here. And
oh, it's snowing out there too?
Oh yes, honey. We got a blizzard. Okay.
We got a blizzard too.
How many inches, babe? Close to 24 inches of snow.
Already?
Already.
They got 24 inches already. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What you I have for? We getting that shit too.
Who is that, Killer?
Uh-huh.
Tell him I said hi.
She said hey.
They made a baby yet?
She said hey. No, not yet.
Not yet.
They just need to be.
Not, no, right?
And what about you?
That's what we need to be doing right about now, but he's into his computer, Ultima.
Oh, yeah.
Ultima 2, so
oh, okay.
it's kind of difficult to do with one.
When you coming to New York? Yep.
I can't even say this. That's it's been a year as of the 3rd.
Yes, I know.
Wish me a happy belated.
When? Oh my goodness.
4th.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Okay. I know you did. I didn't expect you to remember because you wasn't baking me cakes.
This is true. Oh, Sam says she didn't appreciate that chain letter.
Tell her a lot of people didn't appreciate it.
She said a lot of people didn't appreciate it.
I was just glad no one got me back.
Oh, she said she was glad no one sent it back to her.
I'm the first one to figure out who it came from, too.
Killer said he was the first one to figure out who it came from.
How was that?
And how was that? Oh, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
The stamp, yeah. We all knew you asked Philly.
Right.
Hold on, all right?
Okay.
How you do?
Put me on hold. I'm calling long distance, okay? She put me on hold to answer the phone. By the time she decides to come back, the thing is going to be over. Hey, baby. No, it's not. Unless you turn the heat off. Her husband left for Japan yesterday.
Hello?
Uh-huh.
Oh, sorry, that was my mother-in-law.
Okay.
So.
I was telling Art, I say, by the time she decides to come back, the thing's going to be over. It's supposed to be 30 minutes, but I think it only goes for 15.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so.
Oh, that's good, though. I mean, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do many of those?
Actually, I only get a chance to do two.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, make two calls outside of the U.S., Puerto Rico, or Canada.
Oh.
Anywhere in the U.S., Puerto Rico, or Canada.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
That's good.
Yeah. You got a pen?
Yeah, I'm got it right now.
Okay. 215.
215.
455.
455.
03.
03.
08.
08. An address?
5450.
5450.
North.
Don't play with them like that.
Marvine.
Spell it.
Marvine. Street.
Uh-huh.
Zip code 19141.
Uh-huh. Okay. Apartment or what? A house? Or
it's
what?
A house.
Oh, okay, good. And the name hasn't changed, right?
Oh, no, not yet.
Oh, okay.
No,
when is that happening?
Somewhere around, August, September.
That sounds good.
And, of course, you have to come.
Of course.
You have
you got
to be
let me know.
Yeah, I will.
I got to do the route, so, you know, you got to let me know so I can hook it up for somebody to do it.
Yeah, okay.
Because Mr. Mann is gone for a whole year.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got the car, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. When you going to be traveling?
Me? Well, I probably won't start traveling until about May or June.
Okay.
I got to get somebody lined up to do my route for me, you know.
Right.
And my boss is supposed to move in. Petey, look at the TV. My boss is supposed to move in at the end of this month.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember Jennifer, right?
That white
chick with the blonde hair? She's a manager now.
Oh, really? Okay.
Uh-huh. And she's supposed to move in with me.
Uh huh.
So I could probably get her to do the route for me.
Right.
And then, you know, I'll probably be doing that traveling thing then. But you let me know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Will do.
And everything's okay? You happy? And you sound happy.
Yeah, I am happy.
That's
everything's
good.
Fine. I just, I turned 29.
So? You still look good. What's the problem? You got a man. You look good. What's up? You got
oh,
time.
Oh, yeah. I got to send you a picture, too.
Why?
I took pictures.
You gained weight?
I've gained and put off.
Oh, yeah?
And put it back on, yeah.
Well?
You know, when you go through that depression stage.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so I had lost some weight, and then I put it back on.
Uh-huh.
But I took pictures on the 17th of December.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I got them back yesterday, so I got to send pictures out.
Well, good.
Yeah, so.
That's real good.
Uh-huh. So I'll be doing that. I'll be writing you soon.
Yeah, right.
I'll
last time I heard from you was you told me you was. Actually, you never wrote me. Oh, yeah, you did. You wrote me once.
Uh-huh.
And you wrote Joanne.
Right.
Yeah, uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
And you never did get my letter.
What letter?
The one that I wrote you. Or a card or something. I sent you something and you didn't get it.
Uh-uh. Nope, I didn't. So you didn't send it. You just told me.
I did send it.
Uh-huh.
I put a 29-cent stamp on the envelope. I know I sent it.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, I would have ran across it by now.
Mm-hmm. How's your sister? How's what she have?
She had a boy.
Oh, that's good.
And he's getting bigger than ever.
Yeah, when did she have it?
What day did she have, Aaron, baby? Oh, golly. She had him November the 12th.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. No, the 7th.
Uh-huh.
No, she had him on the 12th.
Okay,
yeah.
Around there.
Around there, between the 7th and the 12th.
Oh.
But, yeah, he was, I forget how much he weighed, but he's getting big as ever, and
yeah.
Every time he wakes up, he's full of smiles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How's, Maritza?
Maritza's doing
Maritza.
Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to take her to, Walt Disney World on Ice today, but they canceled the show because of the blizzard.
Yeah.
So we didn't get a chance to take her. And she's with her sister right now at her sister's house.
Oh, who?
Tony, my other niece.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the oldest.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, everybody's doing fine. How your mom doing?
She's all right. You need to call her.
Huh?
You need to call her. She's always asking about you.
Okay. I'll surprise her soon. What about Joe?
She's all right.
She's all right. She's still her usual self.
Yeah, her usual retardedness. She was supposed to come help me with the kids, you know.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, I asked her to come help me, and, you know, with Ash and PD just for 2 weeks until this girl moves in.
Right.
And she gave me the ass.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, turned around and was like, all right, you know, I'll do it or whatever. All of a sudden, she gets a fucking respiratory infection. Conveniently.
Did she ever go and find out about that problem she was having?
What problem?
With her liver or something like that.
I don't know what she did. I don't know. Don't care. I don't care.
Oh, well.
She pissed me off. She kissed my ass.
Oh, listen at you. We're being recorded.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
And who you gonna send this recording to?
I have a PIN number,
uh-huh.
And it's automatic, you know. It's free for me.
Uh-huh.
But I get it's just something where you know, $20 a call, something like that. I'm being recorded and I'm telling you all this information.
Oh, sorry.
Okay?
I won't ask.
Okay, that's okay. Hey, they could either send me my money or, you know,
well,
send me nothing.
Yeah, right?
Right.
For real. Anyway, well, that sounds good.
Yeah, I'm hoping I get snowed in so I won't have to go to work tomorrow.
Me too.
Man. So how many inches y'all got up there?
I don't know how many we have as of yet, but I know we got a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Right? How many inches do you think we got? Why are you going to tell them to go out and measure? You crazy.
They still got the Akita?
No. They
what?
Gave that shit away.
Why?
Because they couldn't handle it. It was just too, getting out of hand.
Oh, okay.
2 inches? Oh, tell you more than 2 inches. We had 2 inches this morning.
What about the iguana?
Oh, he had died.
What?
Yeah. They had fed him too many mice at one time.
Uh-huh.
And he died. So Killer bought her for Christmas 2 tiny iguanas and a nice big old cage.
Uh-huh.
It's real pretty and everything. So now she got 2 now.
Oh, okay.
And they just sunbaking.
Huh?
They baking in the sun.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with the lamp and
uh-huh.
everything.
Oh, okay.
So, and now she's in school. She's writing her name.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
That's good. Mimi and them came down for Christmas.
Oh, yeah,
well,
how they doing?
They came down on the 29th.
Uh-huh.
They doing fine. Candace is the smartest in her class, and Kadisha is the smartest in hers.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course. They real smart.
Yeah, and Candace is doing cursive writing, and they're getting big as ever.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody's doing fine, though. Had a pretty nice reunion. My brother came down from Germany.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. And he's supposed to be leaving Tuesday if he don't get snowed in.
To go where?
Back to Germany.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Go to Germany. Well, Patrick, he's in St. Louis now, trying to get himself to Japan.
Oh, okay.
He left yesterday morning to go to Japan.
Uh-huh.
And the plane that was supposed to take him over to Japan.
Right.
That he was supposed to meet in St. Louis.
Uh-huh.
got snowed in.
Really?
In Raleigh, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So he's still waiting for that plane.
Okay.
So he's still in the States, but he should be on his way soon, I guess, for, you know, his flight to Japan.
Mm-hmm. Where did he leave out at?
Stewart.
Oh, okay.
So that's right out of here, Stewart. That's good, too.
Mm-hmm.
It was very convenient because we got there at, like, 8:15.
Uh-huh.
And his flight left at 8:30.
Okay.
You know us, always late.
Yeah. Well, not always late, just a little behind on schedule. That's all. Last minute, you know.
Of course, everything. Like, he was still packing at 8 o'clock.
Dang.
We were packing all night long. Oh, my
okay.
God. And he's still packing at 8.
I know Ashley and them had a fit.
Well, actually, not too much. Petey act like nothing, really.
Mm-hmm.
Until I started flipping out, and Ashley, she flipped out with me.
Right.
And then Petey saw us crying, and he started crying.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty bad. But that was all after Patrick had already left.
Yeah.
Because we didn't really have time for goodbyes.
Uh-huh.
And so all we did was, you know, we said goodbye, you know, put him on the plane.
Yeah.
Because it didn't have no time. The plane was leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the last person to get on.
Okay. So how you feeling?
I'm okay now. I was real bad yesterday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Real bad yesterday.
Well, I'm quite sure that year is going to pass fast.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, I'm thinking that. I know it will.
Yeah, well.
Look at this year.
Yeah,
well,
this
last
is
year.
It flew.
Last year, zoomed by.
Yes,
I was like, golly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It flew.
So did y'all do the same old shindig last year?
For New Year?
Yeah.
No.
No?
Not at all.
What y'all do?
Well, you remember my friend Tamika, right? Black girl.
Vaguely.
Well, you probably don't remember. I worked with her at Walmart.
Okay.
Well, her neighbor threw a little New Year's Eve party, and we went over there, and we rung in the New Year, but it was nothing compared to what we did last year.
Right.
I didn't get drunk or anything, and we went home at 12:30 and went to sleep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was pretty quiet. None of us really felt like doing much because, you know, we all knew Patrick was going, you know, leaving,
mm-hmm.
And so it was pretty sober.
Yeah. Well, hey, I've been clean and sober for what, 7 months now, Art?
Really?
I've been clean and sober for how long? 7 months? How long? That was no drink. That was not a drink. That was a sip. Anyway.
You got caught out there. Yeah, you got caught.
I have been clean and sober for 5 months. Come around Christmas, I got upset and I took a sip of some old Dainty dry wine from my company, and that wasn't even really considered a drink, okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah, no drink for New Year's?
No, not even for my birthday.
No?
No.
The girl.
Baby took me out, and he's trying to give me some Jose Cuervo.
Oh, God, girl, don't even try it.
I'm like, no, give me a Coke Classic, please.
For real, yeah, be on your butt.
Mm-hmm. I was like, no, and then he asked me, baby, why you ain't have a drink for your birthday? I was like, uh-uh.
Remember that drink you had for New Year's?
Mm-hmm.
End up in my closet.
I wasn't in the closet.
The bed,
I was
in
the
tub. Well, you first, Donovan found you in the closet.
I was not in no closet.
Uh-huh. He found you in half in the closet and half out the closet with a garbage bag around your neck.
Because
you were throwing up.
I was in the bathroom.
And then you got in the bathtub, and that's when I found you.
Uh-huh. I was
sleeping
trying
in the bathtub.
Trying to recover.
With all your clothes on.
Trying to recover. You
uh-huh.
know, cold water will bring all of it out, okay?
Yeah, well, your ass was not, oh, excuse me, your butt was knocked out. Sam, get this shit out of here. Put him away. Because he got a ferret, too. You hear me?
No, what?
Samantha got a ferret, too.
Oh, she got a ferret, too?
Yeah, nasty thing. Ugh, I hate them things.
What are you doing, just running
He's
around?
Running around, but he looked like a little rat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, leave your rat alone.
Mm-mm. So how long are you going to be over there?
Just, you know, probably until about 9 o'clock, you know. Go home and put the kids to bed and go to bed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I doubt if we have to do the route,
mm-hmm.
but we'll see. Even if we do, I'll just go pick up the papers and do the route later.
Right.
Later on in the day or even tomorrow with my other papers.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
sure by tomorrow night, you know, they'll have it cleared all out.
Uh-huh. So do you're still doing it early in the morning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, get up at 3 o'clock in the morning
mm-hmm.
and go do my route.
Hey, I remember those mornings.
Yeah, you do.
Yo, they still got those bacon, egg, what is it, bacon and egg on the roll? You still get those?
Oh, I don't even stop there no more.
No?
Uh-uh.
But you got a new place now?
Well, actually, I just go to the BP and get me a coffee and a bagel and go keep going about my business.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes I don't even do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make my own coffee.
Yeah.
And, take it with me, but usually, you know, if I do want like a bacon and egg or something like that, I'll go to the Sunoco station they got on 17K because they got real good coffee. So that's what we usually do. You know, I don't even stop at Joe's no more, or Dan's, or Dave's, or whatever it is called. But anyway, your time's gonna run out soon, ain't it?
It should. I don't even remember what time it was when I called.
Me neither.
So I just laid across the bed and read this paper and then started putting in numbers.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh. So how'd you get that? They called you for it or they sent it to you?
My sister.
Oh, yeah? Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Uh-huh.
That's good.
But it's
interesting.
Yeah,
but
is.
They just monitor your call and see what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like a language thing.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah.
Boy, I done fail.
Well, I wouldn't say that. It's just research on, you know, South America, North America, and, you know, overseas type thing. Language, it's a speech thing. Something like that.
I thought you was doing telemarketing or something.
Oh, girl, please.
I was like,
telemarketing.
No, she's not. It's telemarketing me.
I'm sorry.
I was like,
You would have hung up on me.
So you know I could hang up on you.
Yeah, right. You would have hung up on me. What?
I'd be like, no, Ms. Wilborn, I don't want none. Thank you. But how are you anyway? Hello?
I'm here.
Oh.
No, I wouldn't have. It'll let me know when it's time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Y'all need to make too much noise. Y'all making too much noise.
Okay, one more time. I'm going to tell you right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Time.
I'm going to knock them out. They just tearing up.
Yeah. Ashley and Petey.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Of course. All right,
Petey. Come on.
Stop running. Anyway.
Okay. Oh, man, I've been in the kitchen all day.
What you was doing?
Cooking. I got up around 12, cooked breakfast, sent my baby out in the blizzard to the store.
Oh, my goodness, you bad.
And then I fixed some hamburger, cheeseburger, macaroni.
Sound good. I ain't cooked all day.
I'm debating on whether or not I want to put a vegetable with it.
Why not?
That's more time in the kitchen. I'm through cooking.
Oh.
I've completed.
Well, all you have to do is open a can.
Freezer type thing.
Oh. Well, all you have to do is put a microwave.
No microwave yet.
Oh, no.
No.
I should send you mine. I have a little one.
Oh, you do?
Because I bought another one.
Oh, okay. Well, how much you want for it?
Give me a break.
Okay, well, send it to me.
All right. I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
Not a problem.
Which one? The one you had first?
In the apartment? I mean, in the first house?
Right.
They tearing them down.
Oh, they are?
Uh-huh.
Nobody's over there anymore?
Oh, no. They gone. It's like a
ghost
deserted
town?
Deserted. Yeah, man.
Oh, okay.
They tearing them down. They should be tearing them down in February.
Oh, okay. Because they building a housing project, right?
They tearing it down, so... West Point will have to build up housing over there.
Oh.
Because they didn't want to build up housing over there.
Uh-huh.
West Point wants to go housing, but somebody told them it would be too expensive because they would have to blast into the rock.
Uh-huh.
So they said, well, why do you want to build housing when you could just send them over to Stewart? So they're tearing down Stewart, the Rush Street, so they can get their housing over there in West Point. I know it sounds asinine, but that's what they're doing. You know, the military.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Well, they were planning on doing that anyway.
Mm-hmm. So, and then, you know, HUD don't want it because HUD don't want it because it's substandard housing.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have central air and it's old and, you know, and everything. So they don't want it. So better to tear it down. But what happens is, you know, where we used to live, the Loop, that's all deserted. The only person that was left there was Sandy. You remember Sandy?
Uh-huh.
Her husband was the only ones left there, and they moved them out further down the street.
Right.
Like, you know where the stop sign is?
Uh-huh.
On that side of the Loop.
Because
that's still open.
Mm-hmm.
But the Loop and up, heading up towards the Loop.
Right.
Once you pass that stop sign
and
go up in there, it's all deserted. Nothing's there. Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. It's completely deserted. So they're going to tear it all down. So, and after this, Patrick comes back from Japan, we're going to Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
We're moving to Atlanta, whether he stays in the military or not.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We out of here.
Why Atlanta?
Because Atlanta's a place to be.
Well, true, true.
That's a place to be, man. They got it going on down there. The cost of living is good. The jobs pays better. It's just a beautiful city. Beautiful city.
Yeah.
I went down there on last May,
uh-huh.
and I loved it. Oh, I loved it. I didn't want to come home.
Mm-hmm.
I really wanted to stay, so I'm in there. Uh-huh. Once he come back, whether we stay together or not, I'm going down there.
Okay.
I got peeps down there, so.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in there.
Okay.
I have to send you a telegram when I'm on my way. I'll stop by and see you.
Yeah, most definitely.
What's wrong? You sound down or tired or what?
Just tired. I need to go and take me a shower and do these other things.
Well, let me let you go and you can get to that.
Well, hey, you got my number.
I do.
Give me a call.
I
work from 11 to 7, 11 in the morning to 7 p.m. at night.
Uh-huh. What you do?
And security.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. Nice
really?
Hours for security.
Huh?
That's a good hours for security.
Yeah. But I'm here after 7, after 9 actually. So give me a buzz.
I will. Definitely. Thanks for calling me.
Hey, when you gonna put the microwave in the?
Maybe I put it in on. I got a lot of stuff to do, so maybe I put it on Tuesday because I gotta send a whole bunch of stuff out.
Okay.
And I should know Patrick's address by then. I have to send him some stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I'll send it out on Tuesday.
Okay then.
All right.
All right.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Care,
okay.
And I love you.
I love you too.
You tell everybody I said hi.
Most
give the
definitely.
Kids a hug and a kiss for me.
Most definitely.
And I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.